There's been more talk in recent weeks about a slowing economy, both nationally and globally. Tip O'Neill famously observed that all politics are local, and to a certain extent, so are economics. So what could a slowing economy mean for Hawaii? That's a question that's occupied the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. The center describes itself as a nonpartisan organization focusing solely on evaluating public policies and their impact on low and middle-income Hawaii residents. The group says its mission is to ensure that our state and local economic policies increase opportunity for all residents. Beth Giesting is the director of the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. And we started a conversation about the local economic future with a look at the past and how national economic issues can play out a bit differently here in Hawaii.
The 2007-9 recession generally was more about the housing bubble, but here in Hawaii, it was more about the impact of everybody else in the United States and the world feeling the impact or being fearful about the impact of a recession. And obviously, one of the first things that you cut when you're fearful about your economic situation is your vacation plans to go to Hawaii. So that certainly has a major effect across our entire economy. First, cutting back on people who work in leisure and hospitality, but then the outward concentric circles of everybody else, retail, durable goods, construction. Construction was one of the big job losers during that period. Our concern, of course, is that the people who lose their jobs first are the people who are low to median wage folks. But the other thing that we're concerned about is that state government is really the only place that we can look to for safety net services, for health and human services, for people more of whom are suffering during that period. And when the state budget obviously is going to be affected by this, because when you have unemployment, you have bankruptcies, you have all of these effects across the economy, the revenues for the state decline. There's less to spend.
And that's the initial point. Declining tax revenue coming in has an immediate impact in terms of what the state is able to do.
Absolutely. One of the things that I had not appreciated earlier is, you know, the recession officially started December 2007. It ended in June 2009. But there's a lag time for how the state experiences mm-hmm. the recession. So really, state tax revenues didn't start going down until about 2009. And didn't really pick up until 2012. So there is a considerable lag time. And in fact, the recession had already started and was well underway before we actually understood that we were in a recession.
And that tends to be the nature of recessions. And economically, nationally, people talk about a recession. And again, the textbook definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth or of a shrinking economy. But even a slowing economy takes a big bite.
Mm-hmm.
And especially here in Hawaii, a big bite out of the vulnerable.
Yes. Absolutely. And Hawaii, I think, is more vulnerable, too, because we are so dependent on tourism, which is a factor of people having excess money that they can spend on an expensive trip to Hawaii.
Memories tend to be short,
yes,
in general,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of policy shocks, is government better prepared now in terms of facing a sharp slowdown, potentially?
I'm not aware of it if they are, and that's one of the things that we really want to draw attention to, that our policy leaders ought to be getting together and thinking about this before we're hit with the next one, because there are certain services that should be identified as essential and not cut at all. But also, I think that there are good ways to preserve jobs and income And that will keep the recession from spiraling into a worse state. So Furlough Fridays, for example, was not such a bad strategy, but it could have been done in a much smarter way so that there would be less effect on the workers themselves, on the public, and especially on school kids, who our public school kids lost essentially a full month of instructional time because of Furlough Fridays.
So at this point, what is a better way to look at potential solutions, or as you say, preparations?
Well, I think one way is, first, as I said, let's identify some services that we will not cut because they are the most essential thing to keep people from really suffering the effects of a recession. But there are other ways that we can cut workers' time. This, you know, state costs are essentially are most related to the payroll, and those costs. And so we can cut time, I think, from public workers, but we can do it in such a way that it is not as painful to the workers. For instance, they might get a 25% cut in their hours, but they would be able to apply for unemployment to subsidize that so that they're not losing the income fully for that time. There also is the possibility that we would not have to have everybody gone the same day of every month. So Furlough Fridays, two Fridays a month, everybody was gone. All of the state offices were closed.
More of a rotational program to spread that out.
Yeah.
And again, what you're getting at is that idea of planning, thinking ahead about this. And again, at the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center, you do some work looking at, as you said, the state budget more in depth and potential impact on, I keep coming back to the word, the vulnerable.
Yes. Yes. So, yes, our whole intent is to take a look at how our state invests in good opportunities so that everybody has equal chances to make a good living, to do the things that are good for them. And state policy has a lot to do with that. How do we make investments through the budget? How do we tax people? A whole lot of other policies. So this is really important beyond what I think a lot of people realize every day.
And impactful in terms of people's lives, not just numbers in the headlines.
Absolutely. It is really about people who live here.
When you looked in more detail at the impact of the recession 2007 to 2009 in Hawaii, drop of 14% in visitor arrivals and drop in 22% in spending. And you make the point that if a similar thing would happen today on that scale, that would be a $3.7 billion drop in visitor spending.
In the economy. And that is a pretty big impact for a state as small as ours. And so the ripple effects would ensure that there would be a lot less spending overall, that jobs across all sectors, not just the visitor industry, would be affected.
And again, not to paint doomsday scenarios, because that was a severe historic recession. But in your studies, you found that inequity in income and asset accumulation in Hawaii is very sharp and is growing.
Yes, it is very sharp, and it has been on a continuum since the 1980s. The wage effects for low to median income folks was definitely affected more during the recession. And afterwards, people with higher incomes have recovered very much better than people at the lower end of the scale. So there has not been much of a recovery for anybody but people who are earning the most.
So when it would come to advice for policymakers at this point, with a potential of a slowing economy on the horizon, what would you say?
Well, I definitely think that we ought to be looking at how the state can preserve employment, keep people working during a recession, and that would include, of course, people who work for the state or counties, but also how they can encourage the private sector to be part of this conversation and preserve jobs and be more flexible about how we keep people employed. So that would be one thing that the state can definitely do.
Beth Giesting, thanks so much for coming in. She's executive director of the Hawaii Budget and Policy Center. Thanks for spending time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.